Girls, I hope that you are listening keenly and that you are ready for another story in the book of Genesis. And today we're going to talk about Nimrod, the bully, big, bad man who attempted to build the tallest ever tower that he might gather the whole world together. Now, what do you think would happen after Noah's flood? Did Noah and his children live new lives free from all sin? Well, we wish they did. But you must also remember that sin problem. You remember the black ink in the bottle of water, that just a couple of drops polluted every particle of water in the bottle? Well, that black sin was still in the heart of Noah, his wife and children. And sin was still in the world even after the flood. Even God had demonstrated his hatred of sin by destroying all the wicked, unbelieving people of that time. Now, that sin is in every person's heart today. Sin is even in the hearts of little babies that are newly born. Now, I know that they look so innocent when they're sleeping in their crib, but you must know that in the heart of the youngest baby, there is the potential to grow up and to resist God and even rebel against him. And so this man Nimrod was born, and he was a big bully. He wanted to control everyone. People wanted to be freedom to go and live in different areas, in different directions, to farm and set up their own communities. But big bad Nimrod, he said, No, we're going to come together and we're going to build a tower that will gather us into one religion. Now, remember how the first commandment says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." And remember that God guards his own name with jealousy. And that means that God is furious with anger when anyone gives honor to anything or anyone else that belongs unto him, because we are to worship only the one living and true God. Now, the tower that Nimrod wanted to build was probably like a pyramid. And they used bricks and mortar, and they sought to build this large building high into the sky. It would have had endless stone steps ascending up into the sky. And on top of that tower, sin was committed, because there they worshipped a false god. Now, their worship was not right, for they followed their own imagination. They dreamed up whatever they themselves pleased, and they didn't even try to please God. And we're not to do that. Christians are to worship God according to the Bible, not according to our own imagination, but by what God instructs us to do in his own word. Remember that little chorus, the B-I-B-L-E? Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Well, Nimrod, he threw away the truth, and he took all the honor to himself. Now, that is sinful pride. Never do that, for God greatly hates pride in our hearts. When all the people were busy building the Tower of Babel and preparing for their false worship, God, we are told, came down to see their evil works, and he was not at all happy. He was red hot furious, and God said, "I'm going to stop this. I'm going to put an end to this project of gathering all the people together into one false religion. Well, the people were working together, building the big, tall tower, and they all spoke the same words in the same language to give commandments and guidance in the building. So God decided to confuse their language. He caused them to speak many different languages. And the result was that when someone said, "Pass me that brick," that instead of receiving a brick, they got a little piece of wood or some other material. And they said, "I don't want that. Pass me a brick." And then someone would give up a bunch of straw. And it became so ridiculous and so frustrating. There was such confusion on that worksite that the whole project had to stop. And the people who were speaking different languages, they found each other who could talk to one another, and they ended up separating, going different directions, speaking different languages. And that's the basis for the different languages and people groups that we have in the world to this day. And that confusion of languages that God brought upon the Tower of Babel is still one of the greatest hurdles that we face in international communication. Now that building of the Tower of Babel, it became known as Babel because you know that when a little child is speaking little babbling sounds, that's taken from the word Babel. It means confusion. You can't make out the sounds. And Babel means confusion of sounds or languages. Now, God's gift of languages is very powerful. Men talk to fellow men, and of course, God can talk to men. We also can talk to God to worship Him. And we are called to worship Him in spirit and truth. And we do that through words. And God has given us His Word in the Bible in set languages that we might commune or talk with God. Now, we have an English Bible that has been translated into our language, but in the Old Testament was written in Hebrew, the New Testament was written in Greek, and it is right that Bibles are translated so that every different people group of the world can receive God's Word. Now, dogs and cats, cows and horses do not speak words nor learn how to read. They don't even have an alphabet, never mind trying to speak sentences and paragraphs and writing letters to one another. They can't do that. But man can. God has given us this wonderful gift of speech so that we can hear God speaking to us and that we can receive messages from God to our hearts. Did you know that the Lord Jesus is called the Word? If you look at John chapter 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's the Lord Jesus. He is God's Word. He is God's revelation to us. And Jesus came down from heaven to be our teacher and our guide. He is the truth to lead us to the Father. Now, God the Father has said it Himself. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye Him." And Christians want to hear the Lord's Word, and they want to obey His Word. For this is how we prove that we are His disciples. And so I trust that today, even as we conduct our church services, that you will have your Bible, that you will be eager to hear God's Word and understand it. And of course, it's my job as minister and preacher to open the Word, read it, and explain it. I am to cause you to understand that word. So I want you to listen very carefully. Hear God's word to your own heart. And of course, believers in the Lord Jesus say, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee." True believers in the true God only worship in the name of the Lord Jesus, for he is God's only Son who will always lead us to the Father. You remember John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." That's why we always use Jesus' name in our praying, in our worship, and we want to hear his voice to our hearts. Now, Nimrod would not do that, but God sent confusion, and he scattered the people and the nations. And today he is gathering together people who want to hear his word and do his will. And he will save you on that basis. And you can be a Christian saved by faith in the Word of God, in the Lord Jesus Christ, as your Lord and as your Savior.